Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Are y'all still together?
Yeah, my gram says I'm single.
Can't make a into a housewife.
I'm not worried about it.
His wife started running OnlyFans. Well, former is subjective, Dante. Maybe she was out of the game. She's back. She just like Michael Jordan, she has come out of retirement.
She needs to have bouncers to slow down the traffic, get going in her Gucci.
Door guy with a clipboard. Like, listen, we can't let anyone in until we let some people out. We had the fire marshal down here like 15 minutes ago. He said he's going to shut it down. So you got to be patient, please. And that's why you set boundaries. And you have to understand, is this the type of person that I want to be with? That's also why you don't marry somebody who did adult films. Because in all fairness to her, this is all she knows. This is how she knows how to dig herself out of any hole.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
TYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Harry, what's going on? You ready to rock and roll?
Dante, you know I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm living the best life right now. If I was doing any better, I'd be Cameron on a massage table, my friend. Life is sweet.
That can happen.
It can happen, apparently. If you have enough money, apparently it can.
With Joe Smith's wife, that can happen immediately.
Yeah. So
if the price is right.
Oh, yeah. If you got the cash, you can do it. So remember a while back, about a month ago, or maybe less than that, we were talking about the infamous story about Joe Smith's wife, Joe Smith, the former NBA star, who retired, and his wife started running OnlyFans. Well, former is subjective, Dante. Maybe she was out of the game. She's back. She just like Michael Jordan, she has come out of retirement, put the jersey back on.
She's been known to play a bit. She's like prime time. She will play a basketball game during the day. She'll play football at night, play baseball in the afternoon. She is playing with balls.
As long as there's balls involved, she's there. She's willing to do
it. She's on it.
So we had
this is always a can make a hoe into a housewife, my man. This is what happens. We try to tell you. But people show you who they are. Believe them, brother. Believe them.
We also would have accepted you could take a woman off the streets, but you can't take the streets out of a woman.
You can't take the.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about this story. Joe Smith, the basketball player's wife, it's gone around on the internet. She has a video where he's upset because he finds out she has an OnlyFans page. She acts like it's no big deal. They have, I guess, a breakup. They do another interview. And I guess they're still not together because she appeared on Cameron's show.
She is wild for the night, my friend.
Yeah, you can't keep her down. You can't keep her down if you have enough money.
Well, she'll stay down. If you put her down, she will stay down until you finish, you know?
Okay.
So that's what's good.
And so let's take a look a little bit of this. It's on the show called It Is What It Is, which I didn't even know about this show until a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is, just so you know, this is the greatest show ever. So
I watched Cameron, it is the greatest sports show ever because
it's the greatest sports show ever.
They have an amazing set. They have amazing production. It looks like you're watching ESPN, except people are dropping M-bombs and going, this shit,
and
this guy ain't shit. Technically, this falls under their jurisdiction because it is a basketball story, technically. Okay, so I guess she's now working for this site or something called the Body Rub Babes. Hold on. I just want to point something out, Dante. On the bottom left corner of the screen, this is some trolling shit. Yeah, they have her there with her cleavage out. On the bottom left, there's a picture of them happy together.
Her Joe Smith, and her husband.
Her and
just
her husband.
Couple.
Who are now separated.
The happy couple.
Do the Body Rub Babes travel?
Yes, they do.
Are you one of the Body Rub Babes?
Well, I have been, but now I kind of like.
But if I wanted you to be one of my Body Rub Babes, like, would you be a Body Rub Babe for me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Because I don't mean to be a professional or anything like that, but I can't stop looking at your cleavage. Your cleavage is popping, babe. Nah, you can leave it how it was, man. You can leave it exactly how it was, man. Right now, I'm thinking about cleavage and the body rub, babes. But I don't cover high school.
It's like,
yeah, babe. I'm sorry to get off track, man, but I'm sorry about that.
This is really unprofessional, Cameron. I'm going to say this right now. We expect better journalism from Cameron.
I am appalled.
This is not the standards Cameron. I expect. The things I expect from It Is What It Is now is a lot of gratuitous use of the N-word, a lot of people making fun of each other's sexuality, and cursing each other out. But I do not expect sloppy journalism, Cameron. Disrespect.
Sloppy. I'm not going to have this, but...
She starts up these little like businesses and things. Like she has side hustles.
Side hoe business.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to think that she's doing a business consulting on the side. No. They're all hoe related.
This is not Bitcoin.
Right. Lest we think that she started an Etsy page where she's selling Christmas ornaments. So
she's
basically
selling macrame plant hangers.
Cameron is a man of his word because a couple weeks later.
Where's your relationship at right now? Because I don't really know.
There is Keisha giving him a full body massage on the table of his desk on the set of It Is What It Is.
Are y'all still together?
I don't know what we are, but I'm getting this paper now.
Will this jeopardize it?
Yeah. What I like is that they're still trying to conduct a 60-minute style interview. Now is where they're being professional middle of getting a massage. There are people out there who would find this troublesome. He's doing the people want to know. You know, we've been doing the research. The people want to know.
I'm just asking questions here.
I'm not worried about it being jeopardized.
No, but he's not going to feel any way about what you're doing.
No answer. She didn't give an answer.
The last time y'all communicated?
Why is he still asking the chick questions while she's pressing on his lower back?
She got the spot. When's the last time?
Each other over the last.
Good. That's last good. Week. You're making progress.
So is hope for the future with y'all?
I don't know.
Do you want it to be hope there?
This is what I think from your comments. I think, and you could tell me if I'm wrong. Ooh.
He's trying to conduct a legitimate interview.
But I think that you was at a point a couple weeks ago where you wanted to fix this. And I think that you're having fun right now seeing what you with single life has been treating you like the last couple weeks. Because I'm just saying, I could be wrong, but when we did, just saying real quick, when we did the interview with you, you was like, you want to fix it. And today you saying, I just want to be happy. It wasn't the same answer from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm asking you.
All right. Well, honestly, basically what it is.
Look at that professional, Cameron, raising the mic. Much respect. That's a broadcasting professional right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
I have another man.
Broadcasting, but know how to broadcast, my friend.
Just because I'm getting a massage from another man's wife, that's no excuse for sloppy audio.
Yeah, your gram says you're single.
Yeah, my gram says I'm single. You know, I travel alone. I do everything by myself. So I might as well just be by myself.
This is the $1 million question. Yeah. For real. All jokes aside.
All jokes aside. Listen, all jokes aside, while you're getting a massage, let's get real here. You know, let's get down to the brass tacks.
The hard hitting questions while you're a married woman rubbing this dude's lower back, getting that L7. This is what's crazy. This is grown ass people married. They were legally married, and somehow because her Instagram status says single, right? All the marriage vows down the tubes, my friend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Based on a click on your social media, it makes you single. But this is I'm going to say something about this. This is a weird thing, and like people think of basketball players as having a lot of game, but what you don't understand is a lot of these
the opposite.
Players,
They have zero game.
They have no game at all because they, you know, like all they ever did was play basketball. And they didn't have to be charismatic to get girls. They got girls because of their status, because they were basketball players. And, you know, when you're doing double practices, you know, I know dudes who you know, I went to Division III school, but you got to do double practices. But if you're the top dude, chicks throw themselves at you. You don't have to. It's not like you got to be interesting or maintain interestingness or whatever.
You're an athlete. Women come flocking because they're enamored by the fame and the power. But that's not game.
Like, same thing like Zion. Zion had the, he was, you know, sleeping with some, with Breonna Mills' prostitute slash porn star slash whatever the fuck. And he was like, yeah, we're going to be in a relationship and such. And then all of a sudden he got into another relationship with somebody else. I think he got a baby on
the way. He got her pregnant. Like, yeah, she got pregnant. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then he started posting videos about, hey, little baby, I can't wait for the future. And then she blew up his spot going, well, I don't know, last week he said we were moving in together.
Now, let me just say this. Breonna Mills should have a turnstile on her gooch to slow the traffic that comes in. It's just the simple... She needs to have bouncers to slow down the traffic get going in her gooch. There's a lot
in and out.
A lot of
door sausage. Guy with a clipboard. Like, listen, can't let anyone in until we let some people out. It's just a fire code. We had the fire marshal here down here like 15 minutes ago. He said he's going to shut it down. So you got to be patient, please. Everyone's going to get in. Everyone is going to get in.
Everybody's going to get in. Just give me a few minutes.
I'm not talking about the relationship. It seems like you had the relationship you wanted with Joe, but y'all was struggling.
I didn't have the relationship I wanted with Joe. When Joe and I first got together, he said, I cannot be the man that you need. And I didn't believe him.
Oh, wow.
For a long time. Because I figured that, you know, depression and, you know, whatever he was going through, I could help. You know,
so he didn't lie to you. He didn't lie to you, though.
No, he didn't lie to me.
So then it's not his fault.
It's not his fault when it comes to the emotional aspects of it.
Listen, if you tell somebody you're not worthy, they're going to believe you. This is some of the things that you have to when we talk about the perspective of man school and everything. You are telling a woman that you are not worthy, whether you realize it or not. If you don't believe you're worthy, trust me, you are communicating that in the subtext of everything you do. It's in the way that you talk. It's in the way that you dress. It's in the cadence of your voice. It's the way that you respond to situations.
Your posture, your body language, your facial expressions, all of it.
You have to understand that you can lie to other people, but you can't lie to yourself. And women have an intuitive sense that that men don't have, where they understand when you think you're not worthy. And this is why it's important for you to work at being the best version of yourself, because if you're being the best version of yourself, you give off that kind of confidence that says that you belong where you're at, that you belong with this woman, that you belong, that you deserve happiness, that you deserve respect. Now, you know, I mean, you, this guy, you know, there was clearly a physical attraction. I mean, she's a little long in the tooth now, but.
Well, she's a good looking older woman,
Woman. And you know what I'm saying? This is what happens when experienced Gooch Master will put the gooch on you when you don't have experience and you don't have the. All of a sudden, you're in love. It's like, honey, I'm never coming home.
Well, there's a couple things to unravel here with all this, right? There's a lot of things. So the other aspect of it is when everyone goes, what's the big deal? It's just the OnlyFans page. And so this is what
I don't know anybody that says that, but go ahead.
online, there's people. Yeah, there's some people online who go, well, you know.
Women are going.
Women are people. Women are people. That's true. It is mostly women. It is mostly. I think we just established that in the Supreme Court, but during this next election, that might change.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us. and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When people talk about, oh, okay, what's the big deal? It's only this. It's only that. You know, it's her
only
body.
Only OnlyFans.
Yeah, only OnlyFans. What's the big deal? And even when she goes, it's only OnlyFans. It's just OnlyFans. I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing it by myself. What's the big deal? And it's a slippery slope, because now it goes from, I'm just taking a couple pictures. Now it's organizing massage campaigns virtually. Then it's massaging guys myself. And then when does it go from that to, well, I'm already massaging him for a couple extra bucks. I could jerk him off.
Give him a little.
What my point is it becomes a slippery slope when you talk about these things. And that's why you set boundaries. And you have to understand, is this the type of person that I want to be with? That's also why you don't marry somebody who did adult films. Because in all fairness to her, this is all she knows.
Yeah,
she's like a carpenter. To a carpenter, everything, every problem is a nail and every solution is a hammer. This is how she knows how to dig herself out of any hole.
Patrice used to say this to me all the time. He was like, look, if I need some pussy, I know how to pull fat bitches. You know, if I got to eat, right? If I'm starving, I may not go for caviar, sea urchin. You know what I mean? I may not go for venison, but I am going to find a fat bitch. I speak their language. We could lay up in the bed and eat cream puffs together.
Patrice is the fat whisperer. Is that what he's saying? Because I know. That's the skill I have.
That's what I do. This is what I know how to do this. And so I'm naturally going to be, if I got to do anything, I know that I'm good with this. And so this is her. She knows when it comes down to, look, she talked about this. There's all the videos where she talked about, you know, when she was younger, there's some sexual abuse and stuff like that. And so, but I mean, this is how she knows how to make a living. When things are down, when the chips are down and there's no other way out, she knows that she can use her body and her good looks and her attractiveness. This is the realm where she knows that. And that's, you know, that's what it is. And it's always comfortable with that. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. It's even when I know friends of mine who were like strung out on drugs back in the day, like, they don't stop doing drugs until they get tired. You know what I mean? They don't. Until they get tired of getting high. Like, you got to be tired of being a hoe. You got to be tired. Because everything, no matter what it is, no matter if you're sophisticated, everybody gets tired of something. This is how she knows how to butter her bread. And this is the dude that he married a chick who knows who this is, who she is. I, you know, a lot of times I will get consultations where a dude will be like, yo, this is what the situation is. And then she did this. And I did that. And then, well, how do I fix this? And the real thing is that real game is no game. Real game is no game. You got to be in a situation where you're going, you can't make people do what you want them to do. Yeah. I mean, even pimps, you know, the chicks who sell pussy are chicks who sell pussy. You got to have that. It's the same thing. Like, oh, here's even better. When you talk about guys always want a threesome. If you got a girl and she's not into threesomes and you like she's not really into women and she's not into threesomes, I mean, you may be able to expose her to something if she hasn't been. But if she hasn't had threesomes and she's not a threesome chick, it's got to be in the back of her head. I always wanted to do this. I always was into this because all you're doing
is the type of partner you're selecting, the type of partner you have based on what they are. And if you want a sexual relationship, you go with a very sexual person. You don't try to convert somebody from something they're not into something they are. If you want a Ferrari or a sports car, you don't get a pickup truck and vice versa. If you want a housewife, you don't get somebody who does adult films. It just doesn't.
You don't go to the burger joint. Yo, let me get that spaghetti. Yo, let me get the Alfredo. You know, don't be surprised about the outcome.
Guys get entranced by the sexuality of it. And then they try to take that and convert it into a relationship. But also women on the other end, but you know, it's your responsibility as a guy. A woman's just not going to do that. Because in her head, she legitimately gave it a shot. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I could be a normal housewife. Sure. And that would be nice. And it would be.
I got all the money that I want. If I don't have to hunt, if my back is not against the wall, if the money that I think that I need to be happy is available, then I could play this role. But to be honest, I think this was destined to go in this direction no matter what, because you're trying to make somebody into what that they're not. Now, here's the other thing I would say. The opposite is true with a guy. If you're a guy and you're really not that guy, like you get guys. I've had guys who are absolutely, you know, like I've counseled and they was like in the game and multiple chicks and but if you're not built for that, dog, you go right. But you go, yeah, I'm not. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to juggle four or five chicks. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to call somebody. I mean, they don't even want to fuck four or five chicks. If you'd be surprised how when the opportunity is put to you.
Listen, I know from personal experience. I mean, I was, you know, thanks to everything you taught me, I was on a run. I had a roster of eight. And at one point I realized I'm not having fun anymore. Like, you know, there's aspects of it that I loved.
Yeah.
But after I did it, after a while you go, yeah, you know what? I kind of want to do this other thing. Yeah. I kind of want to settle down just with one chick, you know, and you don't, it seems, it's just when you're deprived of something. The thing is, guys are deprived of a lot more opportunity. So everything is, you know, you have
Wow. This is.
Yeah.
It ain't great. It ain't all gravy, bro. It ain't all gravy.
It's all work. It's all work.
Everything, anything worth something is worth a just sacrifice. If it's worth something and if everybody could have it, everybody would have it.
What's the biggest takeaway guys can take from this, Dante? Or maybe the biggest principle that you think is the most important thing?
I hate to put it like as simple as, but it's, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself, who you are and who you're dealing with. You got to listen. You have to ask those questions. Don't get so caught up in a situation where you're, the simple, just being involved in the activity is like, you're making these decisions that are life decisions and you're making decisions about your happiness. You have to ask these questions. Can you imagine if he had said to her, listen, what if we're not? Yeah. What if we're not financial? What if we get on hard times? What if he had asked her that? What happens? You say you love me. And I would imagine that he pushed this whole thing in the first place. It wasn't her.
You think it was him pushing the...
Of course.
Do you think that is? What is the logic behind that?
Because you can look at the way it is now. Like the way it is now, she's like, look, we did a couple of videos on this. Check out in the archives where we talked about the whole Joe Smith thing and the interview. And this woman is like, she's so dismissive about this. Even when you look at the thing with Cam, she knows that this is going to be hurtful to this guy, Joe Smith. Like, this guy married her. She's on Cameron's and Mace's show giving this dude a rub down. It's not like she doesn't know that this is painful, that this is going to be painful for him. Even if she did her thing, right? Even if she decided, yo, this is how I want to live my life. I want to go back to home and I want to go back to massage, whatever the fuck she wanted to do. How much does she not respect this dude that she just goes on a show and does this to where Mace has got to, yo, what's, you know, like, is he going to be upset about this? Is he going to, oh, she knows he's going to be upset about it. She doesn't care.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.